Welcome to Orthodontics and Interview Podcast, Guest Edition, where Bjorn Ludwig interviews experts in orthodontics so we can hear their story with your guest host, Bjorn Ludwig.
Hello, dear Ralf.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking your time. So you are the IOS president since how many years?
Well, as far as I know, I was elected as the official president of the Eurasian Association of Orthodontists in 2012. However, this has a longer history. For it's now 30 years that we started this conference format.
30 years?
Wow. Yes, for 30 years. Mm-hmm.
And you started it immediately together with Jan Reimann, or what was
yes.
this?
Yeah, the history is that, as we all know, the Czech Republic at that time also was a dictatorship. And as soon as they liberated themselves, it started that the new center of Europe could also be shifted from Paris, London, more to the center of Europe. And Jan has been born in Prague, and he has studied with me in Germany. This is because he has succeeded to flee from the dictatorship in the Czech Republic at that time, and so he became a German. However, he has his roots in Prague, and he took the opportunity, as soon as it was possible, to establish his Congress series there.
I mean, this was a wonderful conference. I was invited several times. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And it's a big honor that you are moving once to our small region to support our region with your conference. So thank you for that. And I mean, as I understood several years ago, you supported the East European region. Now the Western European region is supported by your amazing conference. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome for that. Actually, it's a motto. You know, the Eurasian Association should cover everything which is located in Europe and Asia. And so we had congresses also in Moscow, in Kiev, which is historically interesting at the moment, and also in Warsaw. And we had a congress in India recently, also under the auspices of the Eurasian Association. So, of course, Europe, Western Europe, and now your hometown is, of course, also a part of the Eurasian Association. So that's why we do this time, to honor you as a special orthodontic teacher.
You are famous in Germany for several things, being a clinician, a teacher, an excellent speaker, also in them parts. But I just reached out next to my table. This is one of some your excellent books, which is always next to my table. So maybe the conference participants would like to know a bit of your background. What are you doing at the university?
Well, I have a dual background. I started out as an anatomist because maybe you don't believe it, but it's true. As a child, I wanted to know when the nose does grow, how do these cells know when to stop at the tip of the nose, which is eventually true. In some people, it's longer and some others, it's shorter, but they do. Okay. And so I took the opportunity after enrolling in medicine and in dentistry to become an anatomist because I got the offer from the institute there. And at the same time, working on the face, of course, orthodontics is also very closely related. So I had also at the same time the opportunity to do residency in Göttingen in orthodontics. And I wanted to pursue this research further, but all of a sudden I was appointed director of that famous Institute of Theoretical Dentistry in Berlin, which has now changed its name several times. So it's now the Institute for Craniofacial Developmental Biology. And I have been there since 1992. And so I can pursue my research there on the face, on the development of the face, of the prenatal development, and also of the structural biology and the peculiarities. And these special things, which are the background of orthodontics, lead me also to pursue my patient's treatment in the private practice. So that's what I do once a day.
Once a day. So, but this is a very unique position. Is there any similar position in Europe, like your professorship, or do you have anything which compares to it?
There has been one like that in Zurich. It was Hubert Schröder. Only the older colleagues know him. But his department was closed, and Tim Mitsiadis took over something similar, but it's not exactly the same department. In Europe, in England, of course, there are many departments that deal with prenatal craniofacial development or with structural biology. It's a better tradition in the English-speaking countries. Also in America, we have this department. But in Germany, that's the only one. And it is sadful also to say that this will be closed down as soon as I will send to retirement, which is in March 24.
You are looking like 45, so I thought maybe in 20 years, but it will be sooner. No, but I really love the discussions with you when we are at conferences, because I mostly have the clinicians for you. I remember when I talked about enamel reduction and you said no, this is differently and development and so on. So I think all the participants can look forward to your extremely unique perspective in orthodontics. So thanks for that, and I'm look forward. Normally in these interviews I have two final questions, and question number one is, are you drinking wine?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite wine, or just occasionally, or do you prefer red and white, and which region, or champagne, or whatever?
In summer, I prefer white wine, but in winter times, I prefer red wine. So that's my peculiarity for that.
And during the day, are you mostly drinking water or tea or
tea? It's tea. Tea. My secretary, both in the private practice and also in my institute, are serving me tea. With one exception, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in the private practice, I'm served cappuccino by Olga. That's on a regular basis.
Cappuccino, I think the afternoon, if you talk to the Italians, they would say this must is a kind of no-go. But
I understand that pretty well. We have Italian relatives, and that's always the problem that I have. Yes, I know that pretty well, yeah.
And during the conference, we organized two bands. We have a Friday party and Saturday party, and I make a playlist so bands can play all the most favorite songs of the speakers and lecturers and moderators. So I know you are a professional musician. Yeah, do you still listen to some popular music, or is this for you a no-go?
I do both. I also produce pop music. That's
you
also
do?
Another. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I can send you a link for that if you want.
Please do.
Yeah. Okay. And just recently, we did a crossover concert. So, as a matter of fact, we played the songs by Elton John, who just gave his farewell concert in England. But 2 weeks ago, we played the songs by Elton John and by Queen. And we had a big choir, solo singers, and we had a symphony orchestra. I was playing the cello part of this arrangement. It was stunning. It was something completely different. I've never played that before. So yes, of course, there's pop music is also in my life. Yeah, singer, songwriting stuff and everything. Yeah.
How much time do you devote to music during the week? How much do you have to train to play in this extraordinary orchestra?
Playing the cello requires, I would say, rehearsal time of, let's say, 1 hour a day.
1 hour a day.
That's what I try to do. Yeah. So it is also, for me, it's very relaxing. So after a long day, I try to relax playing music. Sometimes I also play the piano. So making music is relaxing to me. So an hour of cello playing does not at all hurt me. That's good.
Okay, so
by the way, the cello is there. This is my working room. The cello of my daughter is standing over there. So whenever I want, I can just grab it in between and just do something.
Yeah, I had this for many years, a guitar just in my corner here. So in a lunch break when I was a bit sad or something happened, so I played a bit to breathe in and do though. This was.
Maybe you want to see that. I just can turn the camera. Yeah. Okay, so of course. So the cello is over here. Let's see.
A beautiful office and a guitar.
And the guitars are there. And there's the, you know, where I relax myself producing music. And that's the background. That's my working area. See? So I think I'm well equipped. I'm at home at the moment because that's also a benefit of the pandemics. The university clinic forced us to work at home a lot. So that's why I established my teaching at home studio over there in the corner. So I make use of that pretty much.
So I think we will not play a song for you. You will play a song for us at the meeting to see you as a musician. So
okay, we can check that out. Yeah, okay, so we need a little bit of practice, but we can make our selection. Yeah, why not? We'll do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so finally, thanks for taking your time in the lunch break. And I look forward for that meeting. And thank you for helping us to organize it. And thank you.
Yeah. It's my pleasure doing that. So the family will be together. I'm looking forward to that extraordinary meeting in your hometown.
Have a good summer.
Thank you, Björn. Thank you.